I'm sure everyone here is familiar with the lottery and the desire to win it from time to time. You know, those moments when the bills are staring at you from across the counter, or those moments when you're having a bad day at work and you're like, man, I wish I won the lottery. There, I haven't won it either, mostly because I'm not old enough to play. But did you know that there's a greater reward that is offered to us? By following the will of God and being baptized, we are given blessings far greater than any amount of money. Before baptism, we are stained with sin and separated from God. Every sin that we've committed covers us up like white robes, like mud on white robes. I don't know about you, but mud, I don't know if you know this, but mud is very hard to get rid of out of clothing. And this brings me to my moments at Central Florida Bible Camp. However, when baptized, our sins are washed away. Mark 16:16 says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. All the sins that has covered us up and weighed us down, they are cleansed, and our robes are no longer stained with mud. And no, he did not wash them with downy or Tide, but Jesus Christ washed them with his blood. Also, once we are baptized, we are continuously cleansed, and even if we stumble, God holds his hand out to us so that we may get back on track and walk by him side by side, as told in 1 John 1:7. Now that we've been saved, we get even more rewards. So I don't know about you, but this is sounding a lot better than the lottery. Not only are our sins washed away, we are added to his kingdom. I remember, if it was maybe a few years ago, but I remember receiving a lesson about being daughters of the king. And I don't know about you, but I've always wanted to be a princess. So that lesson has always stuck with me, and it's one of my favorites. And I remember this one saying, I can't remember word for word, but I remember this one saying where it was talking about how whenever life gets you down, you remember that you are a daughter of the king and you straighten your crown. And I still have that up on my wall in my room. But when we are added to his kingdom, we are added to his church. And once we are added to his church, we are added to a wonderful family of Christians that surrounds you with love and that you can go to anytime you're down. However, this kingdom, you are only added to this kingdom if you are baptized. John 3:5 reads, Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." So, knowing this, why be an outsider when you can be the daughter of the king? Even more, 2 Peter 1:11 says that his kingdom is everlasting. It is eternal, which brings us to our next reward. Now, you can't live forever physically. Yes, we will keep aging. Don't worry, your gray hairs are beautiful. John 3:15 reads, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Eternal life as in heaven, and there's no aging there. If you could turn with me to Romans 6:22-23, it reads, "But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." However, not being baptized grants you a different, less appealing, everlasting life. Matthew 25:46 talks about an everlasting punishment, also known as hell. So I don't know about you, but I know where me and all my future gray hairs want to go. With such an unappealing consequence, why not take upon the better offer? So maybe we haven't won the lottery and those bills are winning that staring contest. It's okay. God has promised us rewards that are everlasting. Being baptized removes our sin, adds us to his kingdom, and gives us eternal life with him in heaven. Let us not ignore such blessings, but give ourselves to God so that we can walk with him side by side. To me, there's no better reward than that.